I want to continue with the open secret. Open secrets. I want to continue. But tonight, the title of the message is, we can't all be the same. We can't all be the same. And I'll explain it, you will understand it. We can't all be the same. We cannot all be the same. Tell the person next to you that we cannot all be the same. We cannot all be the same. It's just not possible. We can't all be the same. We can't all be the same. I'm talking about open secret. And I'm talking about serving God. I'm talking about dying for God. I'm talking about giving everything to God. I can't wait for the camp. I can't wait for the camp. All those people who are working somewhere else that you have decided that although you are coming on Saturday, change your mind. I've intentionally decided that we are starting in the afternoon so that nobody will tell them that they went to work. If you are at work and you receive a call that you have an emergency, you have to go to the hospital, there's an emergency. Something has happened to somebody and you must run. Or something has happened, they are throwing your things out of your house. Or you have won an award, so you must come and collect it by 1 o'clock. Would you tell your the people that I'm working, so I cannot come? It is only when it comes to the things of God that we have a lot of excuses. A lot of excuses. You know, my job, I have meetings, I have we our job, what do we have? You make it look like the pastor is a useless person. He doesn't work, he doesn't do anything. All he gets up to do is he gets up and he wants to preach. He has nothing to do. He's not a busy person. There's nothing urgent that he does in life. All he does is that he has prepared a message, he's coming to preach. He doesn't know that some of us, we are busy. So I am sending a warning to all the people who would tell me that story. That we are busy, we go to work, we are doing this and we are doing that. I'm going all out for God. Oh yeah. So these are your things that you have around your necks that are holding you back, and you think that you've got some powerful positions and powerful manifestations that you are doing in life. Please don't bring it here. It's a whole year that we have not had this meeting. And by the grace of God, the opportunity has come. COVID, we thought that it would not happen, but by the grace of God, we have the opportunity. And we have even made it easier to do. Thursday from 1, Friday from 1, Saturday all day. We can't all be the same. We can't all be the same. Let's turn our Bibles to Acts chapter 10, verse 34. Acts 10, 34. Oh, I should start with Acts 10, 34. Let me start from there. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, in truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality. In truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. In truth, I can see, I feel it, I sense it, I know it, that God shows no partiality. Verse 35. But in every nation, are you following me? In every nation, in every church, in every ministry, in every family, in every community, in every society, in every relationship, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. So God is no respecter of persons. God hasn't got favorites. God hasn't got special people he created specially and differently. But he's saying that in every nation, whoever fears him, whoever serves him, whoever follows him, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. And so I am telling you that we are not all the same. We are not all the same. Because it is not everybody in every nation who fears him and works righteousness. So it is not everybody who has been accepted by him. Are you here? Are you here? For in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. I'm still talking about open secret. I'm talking about how Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 will tell us that seek ye first. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. I'm talking about how all these things shall be added to you and then make you different. We can't all be the same. We can't all be the same. We can't all be the same. And I'm talking about those who are serving God and those who are not serving God. There's a difference. There's a distinction. There's a clear dichotomy between a man or a woman who serves God and a man or a woman who does not serve God. Let's stop confusing ourselves and making ourselves feel that, you know what, even if I don't serve God, even if I don't follow God the way we must, God has a way of blessing us anyway. I understand God has a way of blessing you anyway, but I also know that God does not put all of us on the same level. God does not put all of us on the same level. So we cannot all be the same. We cannot all be the same. One thing about God, God is not partial. God is no respecter of persons. God hasn't partially chosen anybody. So I can tell you, God, you ask for God, he blesses everybody. The sun shines on the good and the bad. The sun does this. When God does everything for everybody at the same. No. I'm going to show you from the Bible that we can't all be the same. So stop quoting verses that makes you feel good about your lethargic laziness when it comes to the things of God. That your laid back, lackadaisical attitude when it comes to God, the work of God, the things of God, the service of God, and the house of God. And you begin to feel that, you know what, I don't have to do all of these things. Because there are certain people who don't do all of this, but God is blessing them. Who told you that it's God who is blessing them? Who told you that it is God who is blessing them? Hello? You are quiet, eh? So we can't all be the same. There's a difference. There's a difference. I'll show you the differences tonight. I'll show you the differences. I have more than 10 differences I'll show you, but I'm sure I'll do about 2 or 3. And then if God permits, we'll continue later. Malachi chapter 3 verse 16. We know Malachi 3, 9, 10 and all of that. But Malachi doesn't only talk about tithes. I want to show you something else that prophet talked about. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. Continue. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels. And I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Those who serve him are spared. Those who don't serve him are not spared this way. I'm talking about what Malachi said. I'm not saying something that I have seen anywhere. It's what Malachi is saying. I will spare them. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels. And I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Verse 18. Then you shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked. Between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. Then you shall again discern or distinguish or separate or split into two between the righteous and the wicked. Between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. So we are not the same. I said we are not the same. No, I know that you don't like this message, but I'm here to tell you that your laid back attitude. Your I don't want to get too busy for God attitude. You know, I just want to come to church and go home and just be okay attitude does not qualify you at a certain level that you are looking at. You're always looking at others and thinking, hey, why are the pastors being so blessed? Why are the people why are they being so blessed? Why is God promoting them? Why is God protecting them? How is it that this one, he just came around and just by doing this A, B, and C, he's doing better and he's doing well and things are working for him. And we have been around for a long time. This I'm just here to tell you the difference and the reason why you can see that you have stagnated and somebody who has thrown himself into the work in just a short time, God has begun to lift him up. Just watch. If you decide that you are not going to throw yourself into this thing, just watch. You would sit down, you would see, and you will come to understand that, hey, it is so real. That God actually can differentiate between the righteous and the wicked, and between the one who serves him and the one who does not serve him. I just came to wake you up. I just came to tell you something. I just came to give you a prophetic message today that if you don't wake up, rise up from your laziness, stop doing your laid back attitude, stop dragging your feet and start running and doing the things that God has called us to do, you shall be separated from the ones that are going to be blessed. You shall be separated. You will see the distinction. You will see the distinction. Have you not seen people who were doing well in the kingdom, doing well in ministry, doing well in church, and you could see how they were coming up? Then suddenly they began to draw back. They began to withhold themselves. They began to fall away. And then you meet them a year down the line and you ask yourself, what happened to this guy? He was so bright. What happened to this guy? There was so much hope. You could see that he was making progress. What happened to this young lady? She was very, very enthusiastic and things were going on for her. Then suddenly she backslid. Suddenly she fell out of the church. And look at her life now. Look at it. It's just in the Bible. It's just in the Bible. It is not a curse. It is not a wickedness. It is not evil. It has been plainly spelled out in the Bible that there's a distinction between the people who serve God and the people who do not serve God. The people who serve God and those who don't serve. Malachi 3:16-18. Then you shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked. You shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked. Between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. One who serves God and one who does not serve him. So I believe that in the eyes of God, there are two categories of people. My servants and others. My servants and others. There's nothing like my former servants or my ex-servants or the people who used to be my servants. It is my servants and others. Those who serve God and those who don't. Then you shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked. Between one who serves God and one who does not. Can I also from this same verse infer that if he's saying you shall discern between the righteous and the wicked and continues between one who serves God and one who does not, is it possible that he's saying that the one who does not is wicked and the one who does is righteous? There's a difference. There's a difference. We cannot all be the same. Don't you? We cannot all be the same. You cannot build your life on the fact that I used to be on fire for God. You can't build your life on the fact that I used to be a campus Christian leader. So, just as you don't want to confess that I used to be a rich man, but now I'm poor, Just as you don't want to confess that I used to have a house, but now I don't. Just as you don't want to confess that I used to be married, but now I don't. Just as you don't want to confess that I used to have a car, I used to have cars, but now I don't drive anymore. Just as you don't want to confess your retrogression in life, stop being excited about your spiritual retrogression, about your spiritual dryness, about your backsliding state, about your going back state. And rather begin to beg God that, Father, I want the fire again. I need this fire again. Something bad has happened to you when you could do it or you used to do it and now you don't anymore. Now you are very comfortable coming to church to sit down, taking notes with your phone or with your notepad or with your book and just enjoying copying notes and getting up, walking. You go and sit in your car or your motorbike or your bicycle and then you ride home. Me, my wife, and my two children, we are so happy. We are going home. We have fulfilled all righteousness because we came to church for 1.5 hours. Shame on you. We are excited, happy. You know, I have done my bit. This week, I have been to church twice. So, these chairs that you have been sitting on, they are in church every day. It doesn't make them anything. These microphones, they preach every day. It doesn't make them anything. They are in church. Their drums are in church. So if it is just coming to church, that makes you feel cool. It makes you feel proud. It makes you feel good. You have missed it. You have missed it. You have missed it. Our church security is always here. Then he's more born again than most of us. And he serves God more than most of us. If that is what it is. But I came to tell you that there's a difference. There's a difference between those who serve God and those who serve themselves. No, today I just came here to give you a prophetic word. I just came here to give you an open secret. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another. And the Lord listened and heard them. Those who feared the Lord, they spoke to one another. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. Ah! A book of remembrance. Will your name or is your name in the book of remembrance? The book of remembrance is not for people who used to. It's not for people who tried it. It's not for people who have ever been. It's for people who are. Who are. Who are. The people who are serving. Go to verse 17. Let me continue and go and finish on 18. Then I'll show you another one. They shall be mine. Say the Lord. I want God to own me. I want God to own me. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels. You may not look like a jewel now, but there's a day that the Lord of hosts makes his people like jewels. He makes them like jewels. He makes them like jewels, jewels. And I'm not talking about when you die and you go to heaven. I'm talking about jewels on earth here. I'm not talking about, look, I want to benefit from God's kingdom more than you can imagine. I want to be blessed more than you can imagine. I want to be honored more than you can imagine. So I am not saying that serve God and go to heaven for your reward or serve God and go to heaven for your jewels. I'm talking about God making you his jewels here on earth. I'll prefer God to make me a jewel than the world making me a jewel. A worldly jewel is nothing. But a heavenly star is forever. And I will spare them. How many times do you not need God to spare you? I need God to spare me all the time. I need God to spare my marriage. I need him to spare me my life. I need him to spare me on accidents on the road. I need him to spare my business. I need him to spare everything that I own. I need him to spare my children. I need God to spare me. If this is what I have to do, then I will do it so that I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Give me verse 18. Then you shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked. Between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. Are you in the church? Let me give you my last verse. Then I will land into the message. I'm just introducing the message now. Isaiah chapter 65. I'll start from verse 8. Thus says the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one says, do not destroy it, for a blessing is in it, so will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them. Or so will I do for my servant. So will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. So it means that some will be destroyed, but I may not destroy them all. For the sake of my servant, I will not destroy them all. But some will be destroyed, but I won't destroy them all. Continue verse 9. I will bring forth descendants from Jacob and from Judah, an heir of my mountains. My elect shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell there. Continue. I'm getting to the place. Sharon shall be a fold of flocks, and the valley of Achor a place for herds to lie down, for my people who have sought me. Verse 11. Oh my God. But you are those that forsake the Lord, who forget my holy mountain. Those who forsake the Lord and forget my holy mountain. Forgetting the holy mountain is the same as forgetting the service of God. Forgetting my holy mountain is the same as deciding not to build the kingdom. Forgetting my holy... The holy mountain is the house of God. The holy mountain is the kingdom of God. He says that seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. So if he's saying that you have forsaken the holy mountain, you have forsaken the kingdom. But you are those who forsake the Lord, who forget my holy mountain. And after forgetting my holy mountain, you have forgotten my holy mountain. You are actually looking for your unholy mountains. And there are unholy mountains. A lot of unholy mountains. Then he goes on to say, who prepare a table for God? God is a heathen, deity. It's a God. It's a God. So he says that you have forgotten my holy mountain, but you prepare a table for a God, an earthly God, an earthly deity. You have forgotten my holy mountain, but you have energy to prepare table for money. You have energy to prepare table for finding your wife. You have energy to do the things of the world. You have energy. You have replaced my mountain with a God. You have replaced my mountain. You have forgotten about my mountain. When was the last time you woke up and you asked yourself that, where are the souls? How many souls can I bring to church? How many souls can I bring to the kingdom? What is my contribution to this house? What is my contribution to the kingdom? How much am I giving to the kingdom? When was the last time you woke up in the morning in tears that, Lord, I have backslidden. I want to back to you. I want to draw closer to you. I want to serve this kingdom. I want to build the kingdom again. I started talking about open secret because I saw that many of us have closed our eyes. I heard somebody coming to ask that, now my life is getting very difficult. Things are not working. So I want to stop doing ministry work so that I can build. I can do something in this world. I said, this man has not listened to the message. How can I be talking about open secret at this time and you can allow the devil to tell you that, you know what, this is the time that you must go and look for a factory job to. This is the time that the devil can talk to you that, you know, you are growing. You know, you don't have money. You know, things are not working for you. So stop thinking about God and go and do something for yourself. You are not hearing the voice of God. You are operating with the voice of the devil. But for you, you are those who forsake the Lord, who forget my holy mountain. You forget my holy mountain. You have cast out my holy mountain. If a year ago, I took some young people to a camp meeting. They caught fire for the Lord. After 3, 4, 5, 6 months, they all drew back and started chasing their holy, unholy mountain and preparing a table for a God who is called God, a God who is called jobs, a God who is called women, a God who is called men, a God who is called money, a God who is called TV, a God who is called accommodation, a God who is called anything but the King of Kings. I saw people and I have seen them withdrawing and backsliding and thinking that there's no point in this thing called Christianity. There's no point in this thing called serving God. There's no point in this thing putting your life on the line. There's a big point in it. If I have to die doing this one, I prefer it to anything else. I prefer to be buried, and then they will say that he died preaching. He died following the kingdom. He died building the house of God. He died doing something for God. Than for someone to say that, you know, he built big businesses. He died as he was doing his business. He died as he was saving humanity with money and with business. There are better ways of saving humanity. Save humanity by building the kingdom. We cannot be the same. We cannot be the same. We cannot be the same. So stop looking at my results. Stop looking at somebody's results and thinking that, you know what? I think that I have the same wisdom. I have the same experience. I have the same background. But you don't have the same devotion when it comes to the things of God. If you have planned to come and see me, this is a prophetic word. You have planned to come and see me concerning your life, your business, your marriage, or anything that is not working, this message is yours. This message is yours. Decide that I'm going to drop a few of these things and concentrate on the holy mountain that I've forgotten. I concentrate on the holy mountain that I've forgotten. I have concentrated on this holy mountain, and I'm getting more and more dedicated to the holy mountain. And as I get more and more dedicated to the holy mountain, God gets more and more dedicated to my mountain. He gets dedicated to my mountain. My holy mountain you have forgotten. Who prepare a table for God? Everything about you. Just look at your life. You will see how many tables you have prepared for God. Anything that comes that competes with the kingdom, you will choose that thing. Anything that competes with the kingdom must suffer. You go to work, your boss shouts at you. There's no problem. Tomorrow you go to work again. You come to church, your pastor preaches a word that hits you. Ha! I'm out. This nonsense cannot continue. You have built a table for God and you have forgotten about the holy mountain. You sit in traffic, you are driving your car, you have an accident. You will sit in a car again, but come to church and let there be a mistake by the usher. I am not coming here again. You are building a table, preparing a table for God. It's okay for God, but it's not okay for God. God can do anything, it's okay. But God, his mountain, we don't care. And it says that, and who furnish a drink offering for many is another God. It's another God. So we forget about the mountain and we prepare drink for gods and we prepare tables for gods. We sacrifice time for gods. We sacrifice energy for gods. We give our blood and our drink and everything to gods, but we don't remember the kingdom. We give everything, our money to the gods, our time to the gods, our excitement to the gods, our energy to the gods. You enter church and you the gods have drained everything from you, and you enter church, you come and sit down, you start sleeping. God doesn't need your tired body. Take your tired body to somewhere else and give it to somebody else. Even your tired body that your employer doesn't want. That's what you bring to God. Joker. Go to verse 12. Therefore, because you have forgotten my mountain and you are sacrificing for God and many, this is what I'll do. I will number you for the sword. I will line you up. It says, I will line you up for the sword. I will number you for the sword, and you shall all bow down to the slaughter. You shall all bow down. Have you not seen how your business is bowing down to the slaughter? Have you not seen how your marriage is struggling under the sword of wickedness? Have you not seen how your finances are hustling? Have you not seen how your health is hustling? Have you not seen how nothing keeps working for you? Have you not seen how everything is shaking in your life? You have been lined up, and you shall all bow down to the slaughter, because when I called you, you did not answer. When I called you, you did not answer. When your business called you, you answered. When your education called you, you answered. When your wife that I gave you called you, you answered. When your baby that I gave you called you, you answered. When the accommodation I gave you called you, you answered. When the bed that I gave you called you, you answered. But when I called you, you did not answer. When I spoke, you did not hear. When I spoke, you did not hear. When I called, you didn't answer. But did evil before my eyes. You did evil before my eyes. And chose that in which I do not delight. You chose something I do not delight. Go to the next verse. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, the difference has begun. My servants shall eat, but you shall be hungry. My servants will eat. May you eat if you are serving God. May this verse be fulfilled in your life if you are serving God. If God can call you a servant, may he feed you. But if he cannot call you a servant, I pity you. Therefore, behold, my servants shall eat, but you shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink. This is the reason why pastors who are doing this thing that God has called them to do, they are eating and they are drinking. And you look at them and you are thinking that he didn't even go to school properly. He can't even speak in good English. He can't even construct a good sentence. But look at the way he's carrying himself like a big man. He's not carrying himself like a big man. It is the God that he is serving who has decided that this my servant must eat and these other ones should not. Because it is only a few people who have decided that I want to be identified as a servant of God. It's only a few. Most people want to just be around. We are, you know, we day inside small. We try a bit, you know, and we have the time. We do a BNC. If pastor calls me, I'll do something. But, you know, I don't have this servant thing. You know, I'm not a servant of God. You are not a servant of God. But you are serving something. You are serving something. You are serving something. It may not be God. I don't know what it is, but you are serving something. You are serving your pride. You are serving your pride. Because you did it and you were rebuked, I won't do it again. You are serving your pride. The God called pride, the spirit called pride has put a table down and you are sitting down and you are eating with pride. You are eating with the table at the table of pride. You are drinking the juice of pride. Humble yourself and serve. Enough of the magajia, enough of the big man and big women. There's no big woman or big man in the kingdom. Everybody is nobody. We are all on this level that God has given us to operate on. It is only God who promotes. It's only God who lifts up. It's only God. He says that my servants shall eat, but you shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, but you shall be thirsty. Behold, my servants shall rejoice. So you see the servants of God, they are rejoicing. They are being happy. They are having wonderful times in the midst of COVID-19. They are happy in the midst of hunger. They are happy in the midst of marital issues. They are happy in the midst of their children misbehaving. They are happy in the midst of church members being foolishness. They are happy. And yet you are thinking, why are they so happy? He says that my servants will rejoice. My servants will rejoice. Haven't you seen how you try to hurt pastors? You try to hurt churches. You try to inflict pain and they are still moving. And they are still manifesting. And they are still getting better and stronger. I remember when I used to think that, why are pastors, why don't they feel the thing? They don't feel the pain. Somebody does it to them. The following day, you see that they have opened their arm to another person. It is in this verse, Pastor Prosper. The thing that you see that you are saying that, as for daddy, if he gets angry with you and you follow him, if you get angry with somebody and you follow him, by the time you realize he's embraced the person, it is because of this verse. The Bible says that my servants shall rejoice, but you shall be ashamed. So the Lord knows how to take away the pain quickly. Takes away the pain so that he'll bring you some rejoicing. Takes away the pain so that he'll make you happy. Takes away the pain so that he'll bring some joy into your spirit. So that you'll be able to continue doing what he has called you to do. And then the people will be ashamed. Have you not seen how shameful they have become? Verse 14. Behold, my servants shall sing for joy of heart, but you shall cry for sorrow of heart. You shall cry for sorrow. Sorrow of heart. If God shows you the kind of attacks that we pastors have, the kind of rejection that we feel sometimes, the kind of assault and insult that we receive, the kind of discouragement that we receive all the time, the kind of sicknesses that we have, the kind of insults that we receive, and you still see us walking around preaching, walking around hugging people, walking around praying for people, walking around blessing people, walking around serving people, you would ask yourself, but this is it, my servants shall sing for joy, but you shall cry for sorrow of heart. If God had not put this thing in place, you see us every day crying. You see us every day sorrow.
Oh, what is going on with me? Why am I struggling like this? What's happening to me? Why is this thing not working? Why is it?
But by the grace of God, my servants shall sing for the joy of heart. They will sing for... I see you singing for joy of heart. I see you singing for joy of heart. God cushions his servants. He cushions his servants. He cushions their hearts. He gives them shock absorbers. So that when you hit them, the shock is absorbed. But you, he says that you shall cry for sorrow of heart and wail for grief of spirit. You wail for grief of spirit. I'm sure you are wondering, why is this man back in this church preaching this message? Continue verse 15 for me. You shall leave your name as a curse to my chosen. I said we are not all the same. I will not die the way you will die. Or let me put it this way. A servant of God will not die the way a non-servant of God or an outcast will die. Our legacy will not be the same. If you want to change that legacy, serve him. He says, you shall leave your name as a curse to my chosen. For the Lord God will slay you and call his servants by another name. He will call his servants by another name. And you shall leave your name as a curse. Anybody who mentions your name, that man. But the servants of God, whenever they mention their name, in blessed memory, God bless him. Whenever I mention somebody like Kenneth Hagin, that man was a blessing. And I mention the name of Reinhard Bonnke. Oh man, God bless his soul. But there are certain names. When I mention, I can't mention the name here. You shall leave your name as a curse to my chosen. For the Lord God will slay you and call his servants by another name. Go to verse 16. So that he who blesses himself in the earth shall bless himself in the God of truth. And he who swears in the earth shall swear by the God of truth. Because their former troubles are forgotten and because they are hidden from my eyes. The difference between servants and outcasts. I want to use one of my best passages to just give you 10-15 minutes exhortation. If what I've said is not enough, before I release you to go, is that okay? Turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 15. Am I preaching? Luke chapter 15. Start from verse 11. Hamasuketa haraba kadasa. Prushe kadosiyanda. You know, there was a man who had two sons. One son went to the father and told the father that, I want to leave this house. I don't want to serve you again. I want to go and look for a better life outside. I want to go and build my life. Give me some money and let me go. Give me my property, let me go. Give me my inheritance, let me go. I don't want to serve you. I will not bow down to you. I will not help you to build your kingdom. I think that I want to build my own kingdom. I have my own kingdom I want to build. Yes, you gave birth to me. Yes, you created me. Yes, I am your child. Yes, I even bear your name. Yes, I'm born again and all of that. But I want you to understand that I think that your kingdom is too small for me. Your kingdom is too difficult for me. Your kingdom is not my type of kingdom. I want my portion of your blessing so that I can go and build my own kingdom. I want to build a different kingdom. This your kingdom I don't like. This your ministry I don't like. This work of God I don't like it. This servanthood in your kingdom I don't want it. I don't want to serve in your kingdom again. So I want to go. Then one of the sons, there are two. The younger one said, I want to go. The older one says, me, my father's business is my business. My father's kingdom is my kingdom. My father's job is my job. What my father likes is what I like. What my father wants me to do is what I will do. So God, I am not going to leave you. I'm going to stay with you. Even if my younger brother decides to go, I am going to stay here with you. So, that is the story. I want to show you the differences of the two and what we can learn from it. Then he said, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. Is that not what we do when we leave the presence of God? Is that not what we do when we leave the kingdom? Is that not what we do when we walk out of the things that God has called us to do? Is that not what we do when we are not in the will of God? Do we not go far and waste our possessions on riotous living? We go far. 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 I'm tired of this ministry thing. I'm going away. I don't want to serve God again. I will serve God, but I don't want to do this. You know, it's too intense. It's too intense. It's too much. You know, me kill Christ. I didn't kill him. I cannot, you know, it's too much. It's too much. It's too much. It's too much. Yeah. It's too much. You can't sacrifice 1 hour of your day. You can't sacrifice 2 hours of your day. You can't sacrifice 2 days a week. You can't sacrifice 3 days a week. You can't do anything. It's too much. Everything that God calls you to do is too much. Far country, wasted his possession with prodigal living. Verse 14. But when he has spent all, there arose a severe famine. And it always happens. Always happens. There arose a severe famine in that land. And he began to be in want. It always happens when they tear wire. I've seen them. Omuti wire sana. Oh, and check it out. And check out, you meet them, they are dry like fish. Kobe, Momoni. You see them dry, moving around. Charlie, what's going on? Charlie, now, Charlie, we move or we try things. You see them all the time. You see them. I've seen them all. I see them all the time. Making themselves feel that they are making progress, but we can see. But the prodigal son never made any progress. But he was thinking that he was making progress. Things could be. One day, things could work. One day. By the time you realize they are 50. And nothing has worked. And then now, they turn back to God. Let me stop prophesying somebody's future. Verse 15. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. First difference. There's a difference in covering. I've given you about 5-7 differences already, but I want to work with this passage now. I've given you a difference in Isaiah, but I want to work with this one. There's a difference in the covering of a servant of God and the covering of an outcast. They are not the same. They are not the same. You cannot think that even though I have left the kingdom and I'm not serving God the way I must, the covering is still the same as the one who is serving. The covering is not the same. My covering is not the same as your covering when you are out there. Oh, no. 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 Otherwise, the Bible will never say that those who serve well must be regarded as for double honor. Otherwise, it said that everybody is the same. No, we are not all the same. Who labor in the word must be regarded for double honor. It's not the same. Otherwise, they'll not say that. Call the elders. If you are not well, call the elders and let them pray for you. They'll say that, pray for yourself. No, the coverings are not the same. The coverings are not the same. The coverings are not the same. This man left his father's covering and went to join himself with the covering to be covered by a citizen of another country. And normally, when you leave the covering, when you leave the service of God and you join yourself to the world, you switch covering. You switch covering. And this man's cover now became a citizen of another country. And all he could provide in his cover, the day you go to Israel, I said the day you go to Israel, you'll be there. Ask them that they should show you where swine, pigs, where they are. They are outcasts. They are not found in. They don't want them. They don't like them. They don't want to see them. So for the son of a big man to move and go and join himself to a new covering, and his covering now sends him to the thing that is not acceptable, to go and feed swine, and then now he's competing with pigs. I'm describing somebody's life. If I'm not describing somebody's life now, I'm describing somebody's life very soon. Somebody who has decided that I will not serve God again. Somebody who has decided that the call, I know that God wants me to do something for him, but I don't want to pay the price. I don't want to sacrifice. I don't want to do it. I want to build my life. I'm speaking about your future. There's a difference in covering. The covering is different. The covering of a servant of God is different from the covering of an outcast. And I'm talking, when I say servant of God, I'm not talking about a pastor. I told that businessmen were called servants of God in the Bible. I told you that priests were called servants of God in the Bible. I told that kings were called servants in the house of in the Bible. So I'm not talking about leave everything and come and take a microphone and preach. You can do your business and be a servant of God. You can be a banker and be a servant of God. You can be a driver and be a servant of God. You can do whatever it is and be a servant of God. And you yourself, you know that I am serving God. I'm serving God. There's a difference in covering. Your covering determines your protection. Your covering. Your covering determines your protection. Your covering determines your provision. Your covering determines your prosperity. So the person or what covers you is very important. Your covering determines your position. Your covering determines your place. When the guy was in his father's house, his covering was his father. And so his place was by his father. His prosperity was assured. His position was assured. His provision was assured. His protection was assured. His promotion was assured. Because he had a covering of a man of God or a pastor or his father. His father covered him. Now he switched covering and went to join himself to a citizen of that country. And now his position changed. Provision, pig's food. Position, swine field. Promotion, not known. Protection, not known. Place, not assured. What happens when you stop serving God is that you switch covering. You switch covering. And I would prefer to be in the kingdom serving God, that my cover will be intact. My cover is intact. My cover must be intact. I need God to cover me. I need God to cover me. Then for some people, I know that they've been deceived. Oh my goodness. When God finds you, when God decides that he wants to bless you, when God decides that I want to favor this person, when God loves you and wants to show you his favor and his blessing, he draws you to somebody. He draws you to somebody, or he brings somebody to you. Sometimes the somebody he brings to you usually is somebody who will draw you to him. He brings you to somebody, who brings somebody to you who will draw you closer to him. Unfortunately, most of us, especially those of us who are around here, cannot see it that way. So when God blesses you and gives you a man like myself, or gives you a pastor like myself, and my assignment to you is to draw you closer to him so that he can shine his light on you and bless you, the devil manages to tell you that pastor is too much. Pastor is too difficult. Pastor is too hard. Pastor wants too much. Pastor demands too much. So I want to distance myself. I want to cut off. I want to run away. I want to leave anything that is close to him so that I can be far away as possible. You are changing covering. You are just changing covering. And look, what asbestos roofing sheet can cover? Pergola doesn't cover. Aluminium with holes doesn't cover. Let me leave it. I know you won't understand a lot of the things I'm saying. But the difference comes in the covering. I have seen people that I was driving into the things of God. I was gradually pulling them into God, into the things of God. And then they realized that, no, it's too much. I don't want it. I don't want this one. I want to be free to do something else. I can't force you. So I will allow you to be free to do something else. But you realize with just a short time that I've made a stupid mistake. I made a decision that I shouldn't have made. But our pride is too big. So we can never come back that I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I have gone to places where I told them I made a mistake. I'm sorry. But forgive me and let's do this thing. And with that move, I felt the covering. I saw the covering. Just pray for yourself tonight. We have a few more minutes and then we'll be out of it. Just pray for yourself that, Father, I repent of my backslidden state. I reconnect and recommit myself to you. I want to get back to where I used to be. And if you were nowhere, tell God that I want to draw close to you. I want to be seen as a servant of the Most High God. I want to be known as a servant of God. I want to serve you. I want to serve you. I want to serve you. I said it is more of a blessing to serve God than to serve anything else. It's more of a blessing to be connected to the kingdom of God than any kingdom. It is more of a blessing to be seen as a servant of God. Stop seeing yourself any other way but the servant of God. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. I can't hear you praying. I can't hear you praying. I can't hear you praying. I'm not praying for you. Pray for yourself. Because I'm also praying for myself. Mande kododo siadadaba. Makadaka dadaba sidodobo shikadadaba. Rabataba kadadaba zindelelebe rambagadadaba. Makatusi badadaba koribaziande.
Thank you, Lord. Let's begin to pray. Pray for yourself. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Forgive you for forsaking him. Forgive you for forgetting his holy mountain. Oh, Father, we pray that you forgive us. Wash us with your blood. Cleanse us from every evil. Help us to serve you. We want to be your servants. We want to serve you all the days of our life. We want to walk under your covering. We want to be blessed by you. We want to be with you. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that you will help us, help us, help us in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that you will forgive us, wash us with your blood, make us white as snow. Your word says if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us. Today we confess our sins. We ask you to wash us with your blood. We ask you to cleanse us from every evil. Take us from the deception of the enemy. The enemy has deceived us for too long. May our eyes be fixed on you. We pray, oh God, that you forgive us and wash us with your blood. In the mighty name of Jesus. If there's anyone here who is not born again, who does not know the Lord, I want to give you an opportunity to know the Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor has taught us tonight that there are only two kinds of people in this world, the servants of the Lord and the others. If you want to be a servant of the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. If you want to be in the others, and I don't know what is wrong with you, but if you want to be a servant of the Lord, I need you to put your hand on your chest and I want you to talk to the Lord. Let us all put our hands on our chest and dedicate ourselves to God. Father, we pray that from today we will serve you. We thank you for a new era, a new dawn that has come over our lives, that we will go all out for you, that we will serve you all the days of our life, that we will honor you with everything that we have. Hey, Father, we pray. Let us say this after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we confess our sins. Forgive us for forsaking you. Forgive us for forgetting your holy mountain. Forgive us for going astray. Father, from today, we want to serve you. We want to honor you. We want to walk with you all the days of our life. Help us, Lord, to walk with you. Help us, Lord, to go all out for you. Help us, Lord, to serve you and to be called your servant. We pray for your grace to walk with you and to serve you and to honor you in the name of Jesus. Wash us with your blood. Forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us from every wickedness. Give us a new sheet to start a new life. A life of servanthood that will serve you in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart, he will save us. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's give the Lord a big clap offering. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Please take your seats in heavenly places. you for listening to Pastor Emmanuel Methel. We hope you were blessed by the message. Worship with us at the Rohi Church in Community 22, Tema. Every Sunday from 7:30 to 9:30 for the tree service and 10:30 to 12:30 for the English service. We have Bible studies from 9:45 to 10:30 a.m. Tuesday empowerment service is from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. Download the Rohi Church app on Google Play and App Store for more life-transforming messages. Follow Pastor Emmanuel Methel and the Rohi Church on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Call us on 0204-336-002 for counseling and inquiry. Rohi Church, loving God, making disciples, and invading globally. God bless you. This message is brought to you by Hot Jobs Africa Limited, Ghana's number one HR firm. Looking for quality staff? Looking for a job? Contact us on 0204-336-009. Think HR, think Hot Jobs Africa.